الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وجنوده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هذان خصمان اختصموا في ربهم وقال تعالى بلى إن تصبروا وتتقوا ويأتوكم من فورهم هذا يمددكم ربكم بخمسة آلاف من الملائكة مسومين صدق الله العظيم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله عتبة بن ربيعة was spurred by the ridicules, by the mockery of Abu Jahl. He moved among the army looking for a helmet that could fit him. But he had a very large sized head, and because of that he could not find a single helmet in the army that could fit him. He took a shawl, he wrapped it around his head, and then taking his brother Shaybah bin Rabi'a and his son Walid bin Utbah, he comes out from the enemy lines and he challenges the Muslims, he challenges the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to a duel, a one-on-one combat. So three youngsters from the Ansar, Auf ibn Afra, Auf ibn al-Harith, the father was Harith, the mother was Afra radiallahu anhuma, Mu'awwid ibn Afra, his brother, and Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhum came out. The very amazing point about this Sahabiyah, Afra radiallahu anha, was that seven of her sons participated in Badr, and two became shaheed. Mu'awwid radiallahu an and Auf radiallahu an both became shaheed in this battle. So these three young Ansari Sahaba, they came out. Utbah asked that, who are you all? They say, Rahtum min al-Ansar, we are a group of Ansar. He says, Ma lana bikum min haja, we don't need you all. We don't want to fight you all. Innama aradna bani ammina. We want to fight our own family. We want to fight our own cousins. We want to fight the Quraysh. We want to fight the Banu Hashim. So they say, Ya Muhammad, akhrij alayna akfa'ana min qawmina. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bring before us our matches, our equals from our own people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also desirous that his family members must be in the forefront. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Qum ya Ubaidah ibn al-Harith. O Ubaidah ibn al-Harith. He was the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father, Abdullah's cousin. So very closely related to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qum ya Ubaidah ibn al-Harith. Qum ya Hamza. Stand up, O Hamza, his own uncle. Qum ya Ali radiallahu an. O Ali, his cousin, his first cousin, you stand up. So when they go, they were covered. So Utbah bin Rabi'a, his brother and his son, they did not recognize them. They asked, who are y'all? So when they gave their names, I am Ubaidah, I am Hamza, I am Ali radiallahu anhum. He says, Na'am akfa'un kiram. Yes. These are noble matches. These are the equals that we have. And then the duel had taken place. Ubaidah radiallahu anhu was the eldest. So he fought against the eldest, Utbah. Hamza radiallahu anhu, he fought against Shaybah. And Ali radiallahu anhu was the youngest. So he fought against the youngest, Walid. And Hamza radiallahu anhu and Ali radiallahu anhu, in one stroke, just one hit, they put an end to the enemy. They put an end to Shaybah and Walid. They killed them. And Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, he and Utbah, they had given each other one stroke, or one fatal blow, or one very incapacitating blow, a blow that incapacitated both of them. And both of them were down, but obviously they were still alive. So Hamza radiallahu anhu and Ali radiallahu anhu, after finishing off their opponents, they came and they assisted Ubaidah radiallahu anhu and they killed Utbah. Now Ubaidah radiallahu anhu was wounded. They carry him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam places his head on his Mubarak lap. And Ubaidah radiallahu anhu asked, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, am I a shaheed? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ashhadu annaka shaheed. I bear testimony that you are a shaheed. He did not pass away immediately. Later on, Ubaidah radiallahu anhu had passed away. So this was the beginning of the battle. It started off with this duel, with this one-on-one combat, and thereafter the battle had taken place, the battle had commenced. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in that arish, that shelter that was built for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a high place, on a hill, overlooking the battlefield. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the shelter. Once this duel was over, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came down onto the battlefield and he straightened the rows of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. He gave them certain guidelines regarding how they should be fighting. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went back into that shelter. And now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, I have never seen anyone beg like how I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beg on the day of Badr. I never saw anyone asking for something that belonged to him, like how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for and begged from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Badr. The narration of Sahih Muslim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was standing up, maddan yadayhi, with his mubarak hands stretched out, and imploring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma nasrak, Allahumma anjizli ma wa'attani, Allahumma intahlik hadhi al-isabatu min ahli al-islam, la tu'bad fil ard. Oh Allah, I am begging you for your help. Oh Allah, I am asking you to fulfill the promise that you made to me. Oh Allah, if this small group of Muslims have to be exterminated, have to be wiped out today, then there will be no one left to worship you on the surface of this earth. So this is the way in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begged from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made so much of dua and he exerted himself so much in dua that his shawl fell off his mubarak shoulders. The shawl that was in the mubarak shoulders of Rasulullah sallam, that fell off. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu took pity on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He comes from behind. He replaces the shawl on the mubarak shoulders of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He embraces Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kafaka munashadatuka rabbak, fa innahu sayunjizu laka ma wa'adak. O Nabi of Allah, you have made enough dua now. It's sufficient, the amount that you have begged Allah is sufficient. Allah will soon fulfill the promise that He has made to you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam engaged in so much of dua that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says that I was on the battlefield fighting and for a short while I came to check on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu were in the shelter. Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, who had given the suggestion of the shelter, he and a few Ansari Sahaba were outside. They were the guards outside the shelter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Ali radiallahu anhu says, I came to check on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I see that he's in sajda and he's repeating these words, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, O the ever living. Every other person, every other thing has a life for a short space of time. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is ever living. There is no beginning, no end to the life of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is ever living. Ya Qayyum. And Allah is that being who keeps everything else in existence. Everything else is in existence because of Allah keeping it in existence. So he begs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these words, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Ali radiallahu anhu says, I go back onto the battlefield. I come after a short while, I come again, and I see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is still in sajda, repeating the same words. I go back, and I come again for a third time, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is still in sajda, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these words, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Very powerful words that we should be also using in our dua. We can add to it, Bi rahmatika astaghith, I am begging you and imploring you for your mercy. Aslih li sha'ni kulla, O Allah, you take care of all my affairs. وَلَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَىٰ نَفْسِي طَرْفَةَ عِينَ. And oh Allah, do not hand me over to myself for even the blink of an eye, for even a second. In this way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we said, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu replaced the shawl on the mubarak shoulders of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, embraced Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from behind, and he consoled Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in these words. After a short while, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dozed off. And when he woke up from this short sleep of his, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an, Abshir ya Aba Bakr, faqad ataka al-Nasr. Glad tidings, O Abu Bakr, the help of Allah has come. I have seen Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, akhidun bi'inani farasihi, holding the reins of his horse, and I have seen him with dust on him, and wearing a turban. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depicts this entire scenario in the Qur'an-i-Majeed. إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ. When you are begging your Rabb, When you are imploring your Rabb, when you are asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ أَنِّي مُمِدُّكُمْ بِأَلْفٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded by sending the malaika, sending the angels. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says that there were three severe winds that blew while we were on the battlefield. In the first blow of the wind, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came with 1,000 angels. In the second blow of the wind, Mikail alayhi salatu wasalam came with 1,000 angels. And the third one was Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam with 1,000 angels. In this way, 3,000 angels came down. And thereafter, there were reinforcements as well, until there were 5,000 angels all in all that came from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave instructions to the angels. إِذْ يُوحِي رَبُّكَ إِلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَنِّي مَعَكُمْ فَثَبِّتُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, that I am with you. You give support and give strength to the people of Iman. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to the malaika how they should fight. Allah taught the malaika how to fight. فَضْرِبُوا فَوْقَ الْأَعْنَاقِ وَضْرِبُوا مِنْهُمْ كُلَّ بَنَانِ, strike them on their necks and strike them on their fingertips. Or one explanation is strike them on their joints. So in this way the malaika came down and they physically participated in the battle with the sahaba radiallahu anhum in the form of human beings. Malaika were wearing turbans. Most of the narrations say they were wearing yellow turbans. Mu'ayyidis Kanduli rahmatullahi explains that yellow is a color that makes a person happy. It's a bright color. So perhaps they were wearing yellow turbans to make the sahaba radiallahu anhum happy. Certain narrations say black turbans and white turbans as well. The tails of the turban was hanging behind their shoulders. And they came down in this way, assisting the Muslims and fighting side by side with the Muslims. One sahabi, Sahal bin Hunayfa radiallahu anhu, he says that on the day of Badr, it would happen that we would be pursuing an enemy and we will just point our sword in the direction of that person. We won't even strike. Even before striking, the head falls off the body. This was because the angels would be killing the person before we would even strike. One sahabi, Abu Usaid, Malik ibn Rabi'a radiallahu anhu, who lost his eyesight later on in life, he would tell the people that if I had my eyesight and I was on the battlefield of Badr, I would show you exactly the valley from where the malaika came down. From where the angels came down, we knew exactly where they came down from. So there was no doubt whatsoever in the fact that the malaika had physically assisted the sahaba radiallahu anhum. There's great details mentioned in the books of Sirah. The difference between the wound that was inflicted by the malaika and the wound that was inflicted by the sahaba radiallahu anhum. Just by the wound, it would be clearly visible who inflicted that wound. The important point is that the sahaba radiallahu anhum, based on their actions, based on the state of their iman, based on the state of their heart, based on their ta'alluq and relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had attracted this level of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the malaika came down to assist them in the hour of need, to assist them fighting against the enemy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the recipe, or the method in which we can also draw down the help and assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When speaking about the angels descending, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bala in tasbiru wa tattaqu. Two things Allah mentions, two recipes. The recipe of sabr and the recipe of taqwa. That if you adopt sabr, if you persevere, sabr is a very broad term. Not only sabr to be patient when a musibah or a calamity comes, rather to persevere in fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fulfilling the commands of Allah, there may be some type of difficulty that we have to undergo. We persevere in fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then restraining ourselves from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also a type of sabr. If we bring about these three types of sabr, and we hold firm onto it, وَتَتَّقُوا, and if we have the awareness, the consciousness, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, abstain from those things that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise is that the malaika will also come down to assist us as well. So this is the need of the time. While we see the Muslim ummah is in crisis all over, the solution is that we need to attract and draw the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this can be achieved through sabr and taqwa. One famous Urdu poet, Maulana Zafar Ali Khan, he says, Fizaye badar peda kar, farishte teri nusrat ko utar sakte hai, create the environment and spirit of Badr. Farishte teri nusrat ko utar sakte hai. The angels can come down to assist you. Up till today they can come down to assist you and help you from the clouds. They would come one by one, they would come in your assistance and in your help. This was the way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had assisted the Muslims, assisted the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, as we had discussed earlier, that Iblis, Shaytan, had joined the Quraysh, he had joined the disbelievers and assisted them. He gave them his full support. He came with his men in the form of Suraqah bin Malik, and he says, لَا غَالِبَ لَكُمُ الْيَوْمَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَإِنِّي جَارٌ لَكُمْ. No one will overpower you, and I will give you my support. So, when Iblis saw the Malaika, then he became very frightened. His hand was in the hand of one of the Quraysh, Harith ibn Hisham, the brother of Abu Jahl. When he saw the Malaika coming, Iblis and Shaitan began to run. So, Harith ibn Hisham holds onto his hand. He says, where are you going? Thinking him to be Suraqah bin Malik, where are you going and deserting us? Iblis was so terrified, he was so frightened, that he even gave him a punch. He punched him and he floored Harith bin Hisham and he ran away from the battle. He fled from the battlefield and he said, Inni ara ma la taroon. I can see what you can't see. You see them as human beings. I know that these are angels. You feel that they are human beings that are fighting against you, but I know these are angels. Inni ara ma la taroon, inni akhafu Allah. And I fear that this is the day till which Allah had given me respite. Iblis was given respite from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ila yawmi waqtin ma'loom, till a certain time. He became terrified, perhaps this is the day of Qiyamah, or this is the day till which I have been given respite. Therefore Iblis fled, and he took away that group that was with him. He fled from the battlefield, deserting the disbelievers, and deserting the Quraysh. The lesson from here is, that Iblis and Shaitan will prompt us to do wrong. Many a times, we'll get these whispers from Shaitan, but when Shaitan puts us in the problem, then he will desert us. Similarly, a bad friend, bad company, bad influence, they will make us do the wrong. But then when we are in the wrong, in the problem, then that person is not there to help us, to assist us in that problem of ours, that person will desert us, just as Iblis and Shaitan had deserted the mushrikeen on the day of Badr. Inshallah, we will continue. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ سَيِّدِنَا وَمُولَانَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ